look at the top of the page. He's analyzing what the Chayyodim said. Shulayase bekalas roshu b'der bezuyu, etc. etc. There. And the lashon in the Chayyodim is that this is a drosho gemura. A drosho gemura, meaning a din d'oraisa. The chulin pays ein drosho mikro, right? The shachat techisa, the moradashos shachat techisa, b'masha shachat yechaseh. How did he shecht? He shechted with his hand. You have to be mechase the dam with your hand. Shelo yechase beregel. You can't kick the earth over. Is it b'shulchan or etc. Koma Rab Yudah Omer Rav in Agamor in Shabbos in Mama Merlikin. The also the house of smalls k'neged near Chanukah. May I time it so he mitzvah b'zuyus olov. Mashma may agmor shom dehod dorash kabei dam shlo yechase beregel ein ze din hamiyuchod ledam ela klola kodorish shlo yase mitzu bederch shi bzu yolov vehaven achayodam de kivin de gabei dam mashma have a drosha gemura as the gemara says avuin de kulu dam, that's the prime source memela apeshar mitzu sekpido toro midoraisa shlo yemitzu bzu yolov. Big chiddush. I mean, normally, learning the Gemara, you assume it's a rabbanon. Rabbanon made a chumra, quote hamitzvah. Right? No, it's inherent in the mitzvah. That's called drosha gevura. Right? Shlo yemitzvah zu yosolov. Old mashakosov lahalon in bizu mitzvah. I know, but later we'll say that in bizu mitzvah who have isu the reise ki the hechlat hachayodom. We'll bring the machlokas later on, we'll get to it soon. Okay, now comes a very nice, really a nice analysis. If you stop to think your lifestyle, realize how what a contribution the Chayyodah made, and this analysis that makes it more meaningful. We're surrounded by mitzvahs. What happens with an old talus cotton? I'll take off the tzitzis because the beged is torn. Right? Now I can use it. The beged, it's a rag now. I use it for cleaning the toilet. Why not? Epis pasnish, right? So, is it halacha or is it just kind of an emotional thing? What happens with the poroches on the Ohr Kodesh when it tears, it wears out, and someone is menadev or fancy poroches? What do you do with the old poroches? You cut it up. You can use it for. What? Cover the seats with it, etc., etc. Paroches requires genizo. Gotta bury it. I have an own kodesh. I went ahead and I made a renovation in the shul. When I came to my shul, all we had was a little shul, a besmetel, the size of this room. Right? 30 members. Very happy people, should have stayed that way. Then decided to build a big shul. Right? So this became the Besmedrish, and the shul's next builds onto it, right? And the Ohr Kodesh that we had was a very simple Ohr Kodesh. It was one of the people made it, who could handle a little bit of woodwork. He made it in his basement, nine Ohr Kodesh. People said this with the new shul and this is plastished, we should put a fancy Ohr Kodesh. So look up the halacha, what do you have to do? I gotta bury the Ohr Kodesh. we can pay our own Kodesh. So we decided instead to put a layer of fancy wood on top of the own Kodesh, right? And leave the own Kodesh. So, because we didn't have a cemetery, we have to buy a cemetery plot to bury the own Kodesh. It cost you a few $1,000 just to bury the own Kodesh. Why? Because they are Tashmishi Kedusha. Tashmishi Kedusha are Nikborin. Tashmishi Mitzvah, that Talis Kotan of yours, that Torah, has no Kedusha whatsoever. I don't have to bury it. But to use it to clean the toilet?
No.
Epis pastish. Something ain't right.
Your Chametz.
Yeah?
Probably to be your Chametz.
Oh no, Chametz has no Kedusha whatsoever.
No, the Biur Chametz.
What?
You burn it with the Biur Chametz.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah. Do you have to worry about doing it? It shouldn't be what? Derer Bizoyon. Bizoyon is a highly emotional, psychological component of mitzvah. Okay? Let's reanalyze now. Kos HaRedvor B'Shabbos, that the Isur of Bizu Mitzvah, the Isur Shoyachasa Beregel, is I shefted the animal, and I want to kick the soil over it with my foot. Well, I can't do that. So I bend down, I take the oil, I do it biyad. Okay, now I have on the floor some what was once visible blood, now it's covered. So now I got to make a batseva around it, make sure you don't step on it. It's not step on a mitzvah. Right? How far do you go? The Isur is b'shas mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah of kisuel. I can't do a beregel. Once I finish the mitzvah, I'm not going to make this place no trespass sign. You can never walk here again, oil and void, because I once shefted a chicken here that uses up the whole. That's the point, right? Dafke b'shas kima mitzvah ikke kepeide bazeh. Right? As we say by Ner Chanukah, after the Zman of Hadloko, it burnt already a half hour after Shkia, and you put in a lot of extra oil. Now, can I sit down and read? Can I sit down and count my money there? If it's after the Kiyum HaMitzvah, Moses. Inami, right? The Inami Lishiyuro, the Acha Zman Mitzvoso Leke Bizu Mitzvah. And this is the language of the Chayadim. Sharei lo mashma. I'm sorry. That's the language of the Ritvor. Sharei lo mashma. She also lidro baraglo lo olam adam kisui. Lo nomar elo bishas kisui adam bilvad. Nimso shekpi de Torah rak al shas kiyum hamitzvah shroi bezui olam shas kiyumo. Avol tashmishi mitzvah, like the tzitzis, Nizrokin, Velekin pay the klal achash over kima mitzvah.
So, but what about Chanukah then?
Huh?
So, why near Chanukah? The key with the mitzvah is when you're actually lighting it. So, afterwards, you should be
able
to sip it
more. No, the key mitzvah is the hadloka osa mitzvah. But it's only the key of my mitzvah is for it to burn for a half hour after Shkia.
I thought if you light with enough shemen that it should burn, let's say, for this
right
month.
And then
kofsa
ain't a zokah
klo.
You're
fine, you're
right.
The kiyum mitzvah
is
lighting.
Kofsa ain't a zokah, but as long as it is burning to fulfill the mitzvah, that's kiyum mitzvah. Doesn't follow. What it says is that if by ones it blew out, I did the mitzvah already, but the mitzvah includes it should burn for a length of time. And if you went ahead and put in more oil than necessary, that oil isn't Hanukkah oil. That oil is plain candle oil, plain electricity oil, plain oil for lighting. That's the bracket material. B'mitzvah shemamshich mo b'ner Hanukkah iki sura kol zman hemshech hamitzvah ad shekol so zman hamitzvah. V'chein b'tur hevi b'shem ha'shiltus she'osar l'me'eva tzochayir b'mide di'ovid l'meifak bo'i de'chobas mitzvah. You cannot go ahead and use for your benefit something assigned to the mitzvah. The rayoso mikiso adam sheyachasa beraglov shemitzvah do yisolov. Because haratu efshal chalik sheino doma ladam. The shiny hosom shemachasa beragel osa hamitzvah der bizoyon. Ma shein kin kan. So what the Shilter says that you cannot use a ma'aseh chol, use a mitzvah to do ma'aseh chol, right, which is like counting your money before Ner Chanukah, he says that is not a raya from Kisru Adam. Kisru Adam, you're doing the mitzvah der bezoyon. And here, not you're doing the mitzvah der bezoyon. Okay. Hare ikon kebeidu ma'asha usa ma'asa mitzvah der bezoyon. Lo mushel shem v'asa achefza shel mitzvah. Here comes the next point, I'll give you an interesting. I told you that Bizu Mitzvah has a socio-economic component to it. How it strikes you, how it strikes an average individual. I'll tell you a story. We built our shul, so of course they look for people to donate, right? Donate, of course, at a cost that leaves money over for the shul. So we have dedication. So one fellow came, he wants to dedicate the Ner Tomit. And this fellow was a Judaic collector. I'll mention his name, Zoche Shatov, Mr. Henry Zeisel, Zochel Levoche. Wonderful fellow. He just passed away this year. One of the founders of our shul. He went ahead, went out on the Judaic market, and found a beautiful thing for a Ner Tomit. It's the thing that if you ever looked, well, you shouldn't be looking, but looked at the Christmas service at St. Patrick's, the Galach goes around with a censer, right? Smoke. He bought one of those for the Ner Tomit. And it's a Avodah Zorah shebit lo akum. They sold it, so the akum is mevatel, so it's mutter. It's not a Avodah Zorah. So I said, no, you can't use that. You want to put it in your bathroom and put a bulb in it for a bathroom fixture, color kavod. Not for Ner Tomit. Why? Why not? It's really mutter. Not for sure. It doesn't say anything. For bathroom it fits. For shul it doesn't fit. Right? Why? It's an emotional thing. Right? Look at Lashon. Yidai lohoyer b'toshel yivomis dibra masl sandal iso sandal shal v'nezora af liachash bitul eichol tzimbor lachatchila b'shum demoros l'inyan mitzvah. They have a getchke, and the getchke is dressed and has two sandals on it. And then the goyim changed their religion. They gave up on this one. They sold them off. That's called bitul akum. So it's no longer avodah zarah. Remember, Jewish avodah zarah, you can't be mevatel. But Jew buys down to it, it's osel olam. The goyim, they change their religion regularly, so it's okay. I want to use that sandal to do chalitza on a woman who needs chalitza. It's good, it happens to be a good sized chalitza shoe. No, it's something not right. Chitzad, Avodah Zorah, right? It's a prime mitzvah, the raisa with chalitza, something ain't kosher. Mishum de mo'os in your mitzvah. Niskashu, amai legabe kisra adam lo chashin ilesa lachatri lashimutu lachas av lachatri lebofot shal Avodah Zorah. The Gemara says, I can use Ofor Shel Avodah Zorah to cover the dam. See, I told you what I meant. Socioeconomic, emotional. Covering the blood is a maaseh, in itself is bozuli. Blood, we saw and put on this blood, the whole action is not an upscale action. Nothing that you would go ahead and recommend at a chassid, for people to want fresh chickens, we'll chef the chicken. Everybody can come and and be mechaser the dam and get an extra mitzvah. The whole business is not a clean business, right? Therefore, I can use avodah zarah dirt for that. But chalitza is a mitzvah that has no bizui in the mitzvah, therefore not. See what I mean by an emotional? Go ahead, analyze that. Halacha can't analyze that, halacha, right? You analyze it emotionally. That's really an emotional chilik. Watch how he learns. That mucha muta lachasos aflachasim avodah b'tirzu linyun kisu lo chashin lo miyus. What does that mean? Neither kavanosam, nay the b'maisik kisu kabdinon shlo nase b'del b'zoyon. Kigan beraglo, hayne mishum the maisik halitza have a maisik mitzvah kechol mitzvos b'tola. Mitzvah lekaimu b'derech hashivus. Mashen ken hachefzer shal mitzvah the b'derech klal ikke kpeidel achshav af hachefzer shal mitzvah lo l'shav del moz, abo b'ofo shal kisu adam hay ofo b'atzma habe dava mavuza ein bo hashivus. In kein lo shaykh la hachshe va ofo ki shachef se shomitzu la hakbish la chas bo de zo la chapitel. I'd say a little sharper. Yeah. To take what was ofo avay de zo and use it to clean up dirty blood is part of the mitzvah of abeta abdut. It's part of, on the contrary. You because it was used for avay de zo, it's good to use it for a purpose which is most in the minds of people. The fact that it's a mitzvah, yes. But the fact is the act of covering up blood on the floor, that's a job for a street cleaner. Right? So the mice itself has a bizui to it. Therefore, it's okay to use avodah zarah. I'm not machabed the offer of avodah zarah by using it for a dirty purpose. That's the idea.
Rabbi, do we have a concept that says that We don't know to give weight to one mitzvah over another. We have no idea what one mitzvah does b'shamayim mm-hmm. versus another.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing should be to us ma'us. Anything that's a mitzvah, we should have proper kavod for it, regardless of what we think. Oh, this one I prefer to do. This one I'd rather not do.
It's not prefer. Not question prefer. I did. That's what I said. This concept of what's called bozu and not bozu. So the avu and the kul and dam really says it all. What does it mean? What did the man do? He shefted an animal, made a brocha al shechita, right? He now wants to make a brocha lechasos dam be'ofo, right? He wants to do mitzvahs, right? So what's so terrible? He kicks it with his foot. The answer is, you're too lazy to do it the other way. So There's a demeaning of the mitzvah by it. I demean the mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, since we passed on the Chayav and passing, they said the Reise. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, when you do my mitzvahs, don't you demean the mitzvah. Taking earth from Avodah Zarah and putting it on it doesn't demean the mitzvah. It's mevazeh the Avodah Zarah. Because the fact remains, it may very well be a mitzvah. Absolutely, a mitzvah to do a dirty thing. Tumas Hadeshen can't be such a wonderful thing. A fellow has to come, right? And he gets to change his clothes after that. What's the big thing? The street cleaner. Right? But then Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you do it. Fine. But that doesn't change the fact that God told me to do a double bozui. Fine. So it's a mitzvah. Therefore, don't argue with me that you're doing it derech b'zoyon. It's both. Whole mitzvah derech b'zoyon. Okay, let's we catch a little bit more.
Also in Kisui Adam, we are afraid from Avodah Zarah done made by water.
I'm sorry?
When in Kisui Adam, we are afraid to make the like of the Avodah Zarah done made Kisui in water. Mishin Tza Baunia, Shelo Yizroket Adam, La
mine. Oh no, yeah, that's in a Beguma, it says, was a Beguma. Another problem there, it was mentioned, actually mentioned already, that one of the reasons for Kisudam, he says, is because the Goyim made of it a Avodah Zarah, that the Shadim come and they they get nevuah from it. Therefore, we're afraid. We don't let you shecht into a pit, right, there, because that's already was done that way by the goyim, and then they danced around or whatever they did. Okay, watch this next one. See if you can catch this next one in. Sholachabi gufo yoser man amitzvah. And it's all lechaber amitzvah yoser. I don't like that. I mean, that's the lotion of the chayodo. Yeah, but it's a strange language. Don't honor yourself more than you do the mitzvah. What it really means to say is, don't display a fastidiousness about yourself. David HaMelech was criticized by his wife Michal, right, that in front of the Aron Kodesh, in front of the Aron, right, he danced, he jumped. It's pastish for a king to behave that way. So what did he answer? Niklesi, no. My behavior that way is kovod haTorah, right, and it's greater than kovod Adam. But we have a problem. How do you interact the kovod Adam with the kovod? Kovod HaBri is also something. You have to behave like a mensch, like a tzelem Elokim. Right? Not such an easy thing. So he brings down the Gemorim Sochem. Gemorim Sochem says, Dalet Svocho Sofcho Azorah. The Azorah, its expression, cried out, meaning complained about four things. One of the four things was, Tzei Mikan Yisocho Ish Kvar Bakoi. Get out of here. Why? This fellow, Shemechabed Esasmo Mechale Kotche Shemayim. Why? When he did the avoda, you have to handle animals. You have to handle blood, chelovim. So he wore silk gloves. Davekorech Yoda Bishiroi, he covered his hands with silk. Vovet avoda. Pirish Rashi, Chatzitza Poselos Bekedoshim. Because there was a chatzitza between, no, Stubin and Veloka Chakoyin Shikar Biatzmo. That's the first lashon of Rashi. Then Rashi, the Oud, the Bizoyin Hu. Two separate halachas. One halacha is Veloka Chakoyin, the coin has to take. So there's a problem with chatzitza. It has to do with his hands. There's a union of chatzitza, right? It can't be chotzitz. Beino lavodo, fine. That's one reason. Second, there's a bezoyon. What's the bezoyon? He's afraid to dirty his hands. Dirty your hands to do a mitzvah means what? You set your own standard of cleanliness above the kiyama mitzvah. That's how it's interpreted. Hine iku hadiyun shel chatzitza bezoyon biyum gam po, etc. ולפום ברית אין המובן חצית שער בדובר שאין צורך נגיע, כאן פיל במים, בין אפשרי קוב עושה עונוי במים, איך זה קוב על הכיחה, דו מאף תאה וחצית, זה גם מיקר לכיחה. But actually, not, you have to skip that. He skipped that bracketing. He's not right on that one. Right. This is this is my grandson's comment. This is really Avi Leibowitz's comment. It's, I don't know if it's right there. That there's no Yisur Chatzitza. Pashas Veloka HaKohen, he's arguing is where, like by Tefillah, by Mikveh, the water has to come on you. So you have a Chatzitza, it's not coming on you. Here, the Veloka HaKohen, the Kohen has to take, he takes. The fact that he's wearing a glove, those no halacha that the blood must touch his hands or something. Well, it's not so. It is. That's the halacha. The halacha koyin. The koyin has to do it. And if there's over hachotzes, it's not the koyin doing it. It's the koyin plus a glove doing it. But anyway, skip past the bracketing. Arei mashma, ikra tam she sofra azora mushum davcha tzitzu poselos avodo. V'chein b'toy says that kol heche de koch lulu besudo. Have a kibesiat shalulov, lesai also lachos halulov, loche botli legabe lulov, lo have a chatzitza. Right, nice, important aloche. again, how you interpret it. If I go ahead and I as we do, you go ahead and you take your lulav, and what do you put your lulav into? A holder, right? Made from lulav leaves, okay. The koshikol, as it's called. You put it into that lulav holder, and then you hold it, touching the koshikol, not touching the lulav, as most people do. So why is it a chatzitza? And so it's not a chatzitza. The holder was made for the purpose of the lulav. So it's bottle to the lulav. A general concept, davar noy is bottle. Thing which is made for beauty is bottle to it. Give you a quick halacha to remember that. I have schach on my sukkah, right? And the schach, I use pine needles, and the pine needles are falling into my soup. So next time I put up a curtain, a tapestry, under the schach, the sukkah is possible. Right? If, however, the needles, I have basket weaver, I have woven screens for schach, nothing falling in. And I happen to find a beautiful curtain, and for Noy Sukkiah, I'm going to hang the curtain under the schach, covering up the whole schach. Perfectly kosher. The curtain, that thing, is bottle legabe the schach. Well, you did it for the Noy Sukkiah.
Right? Assuming it's not Makabal Tuma, right?
Huh?
Assuming it's not being Makabal Tuma.
Nothing with Kabbal Tumah, it's not Schach.
No, I'm saying, but Zadar is Makabal Tumah, and it's within...
The Schach is not Makabal Tumah.
It's
this is Makabal Tumah. No, the tapestry is Makabal Tumah. No.
It hangs down too low, isn't it?
I'm not using it for Schach, I'm using it. I put on my walls, right? I put on there, like Arabian Sheikh, right? The tapestry is all over it.
Yes.
Perfectly fine. What's done for Noi Sukkah, Noi Lulav, is not called a chatzitza. If, however, I would put on gloves when I took my Lulav, I said, well, the gloves are bottled to me. Nonsense. The gloves are not bottled to you. The gloves are gloves to you, you. It's not done with you. Two separate things. I didn't put the gloves. Maybe a lady wears gloves for beauty, I don't know.
If you did it because you wanted to, you're saying, oh, I'm doing it for the mitzvah purpose. I want to. Is there something to that?
No, it's batel daiton. It's a kol b'dei adam. We judge you by a common standard. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Anyway, skip the rest of it. I wanted. You can read the rest. It's basically said what I just said. Last paragraph. Ubemes, quote Shemaim hu levazos atzvo v'laso b'mitzvah avshe'enu l'fi chodo. Motzinu b'gmo psochem sheshvach hu levnei Aaron sheyelchu ar arkevo sehem b'dam. What, they walk around, the blood is up to their ankles, or up to their knees, they say, but I mean, it means, obviously,
it's dirty.
not clean, right? Came and seen the big mower, showing me, Echav Echav Nosem Pisro, Ba'oro, Mavshilu Lachorov, Kitayos. After they shed the Korban Pesach, they wrap the Korban Pesach in the skin, and throw it over their shoulder, and carry it that way. Like who? Like a tire, like an Arab peasant does it. It's not nice. You can get a wagon. You can carry it to people. No. I want to carry it myself that way. Famous little tshuva from the he didn't write somewhere, the Avnezer. Avnezer was going to, as it's a big deal by the Rebbe's, to draw water for matzah, right? For the Maim Shalonu. No, Pesach time in Russia, in Poland, rather, where you ask, the roads are muddy, the snow is still melting, and this old man, the Avnezer, is trudging down to the well where they drawing the water. So a wagon stops with one of his Hasidim. Says, Rebbe, Rebbe, come in. Yeah. And the famous line, which was quoted all over, what? And giving the mitzvah to a horse? No, he wants to trudge down to the mitzvah. That's an attitude. it's hard to quote a pasuk for it. You have to understand it. Yes, I'm going to do a mitzvah, starting the whole mitzvah of Pius Matzah and so on. I want to do it all by myself. I want a horse to help me. So therefore, right, Mafshilu lachorov kitayos chosav ayavis. Also, Rabbi Elish Ashminim, Shekach Noah Lassos Mishmuchiv of Mitzvah, Lahokel Odom Bechor Asmom Lekot Shemayim, Ukemoche also Dov Melch Israel. When the close he owed Mizos, I'm prepared to do it worse than this, he told Michal, right? Mishum Kvod HaTorah. Zem Meduig Blosha Machaber, Kizehu Kvodo Shemachaber is a Shabbos. What's he talking about, you remember? That all the Tanoim Amoroim, they all insist on doing something for Shabbos, right? Rove Molach Shibuto, he salted the fish. They had wives, they had children, they had servants. Why? No. Chol Shabbos, I want to do it myself. I want to do something for Shabbos myself. I know in my children's home in Eretz Yisrael, they use Shemen Zayas for Ner Shabbos. Yeah, and it's the husband's job to make the wicks. You buy that stuff that's sold in every store, in every makolet. They sell the wicks for Shabbos. No, the meaning is it's the husband's job to make the wicks. Why? He has to do something for Shabbos. In my youngest daughter's house, it's the husband's job to make the sponger for Shabbos. All the kids already, they can do it. You know what I mean by sponger? Mm-hmm. A sponger is, no. They pour water on the floor, and then they have not a mop, but a squeegee. Kind of stick with a cloth that's wrapped around it, and they clean up after. That's the job of the husband to make the sponger for Shabbos. Kids, yes, grown kids, they can do it already. That's it. That's his achayas for Shabbos. That's part of Kvod Shabbos. I want to be mechaber Shabbos also. Ma'im bebir alocha, the kavanos of Yashir Kusha Chavisar, eche kvigil bechvodom, how did the Amoroim mevazeh the kovod, כבוד, בגודל כבוד הבריאוס. לא כן כאמר, שזהו כבודו, שעושה במצו ניקו שהוא רק בשם כבוד. לא כבוד השם יסבורך. Okay, I mean, you can do that vov yet. That's pretty repetitive, but it sums up. It's a kicha slula where they varacha as an example that he's not mechabed the mitzvah. He's mechabed himself more than the mitzvah. Kavanoso say in hoda posach mechaber shemnot lalul about the base yad. He took it wearing gloves or wearing some kind of container. Kol she'eno dera kovot kan shenos nalul bekliv and not lo yotzo. Omon be'emes lo rayihi. The fact is not true. You don't need your hands to touch. As long as what is separating you is not called a chatzitza. What's the example? Not chatzitza. Something that was made for the kovod of the lulav, made for the noy of the lulav. Right. Avol kshem b'derech kovod l'kicha, they davaracha lo shmo l'kicha klal, have a chatzitza ben yod lulav lo kima mitzvah. Nimso de lam mishum bizu mitzvah elam mishum dro mikre netila. Aber die Evelo Yotzo, Amlom, das hat Teusus, Big Mora, Shekorach Yodo, Vova Avodo, he says, that's what their Zohar cried out, get out of my place because you're not machabi the mitzvah. The yizaraya mishum davach hatzitz namatzof razor mishum davach hatzitz the hatzitz of kvod ha'odom taking precedent over the kvod ha'mitzvah.
Can you do the mitzvah of nitilas lulav by putting the esrog in an esrog box, a silver holder?
No, because it's the chiyuv is it has to be nitila, and in order for it to be botel legabi, you know, I can't go ahead and say it's kavod, the kavod of the esrog, but I'll put it into a very fancy box, right, and I will put it near me. And I won't take it at all, but just shekel the lulav. And the esrog is, I have to take it first. Taking something in a box is no nitila. I'm talking about something which is attached. If you, good question would be, I go ahead and I have a gold container which I slip the esrog in, and then I hold that. There would be a shaila whether it's bottle, the gabe, the esrog or not. We don't have such examples, but we know for lulav. We pass on away taket that if you hold the lulav and the you're holding it and the koshikul is what you're holding on to, it's a proper netila because that was made for the function of the lulav to be able to hold the hadasim arovos in a bakovitic way. By the way, the Rebbes don't do that, they don't use a koshikul. If you saw,
Sfarim don't either,
huh?
Sfarim don't either,
don't either. They just tie directly. For that reason, they don't want to have too much of a chatzitza between the two.
But I was going to ask Rebbe, even though it's mutter and it's done to use the holders, is it better not to, and to just use the rings?
Not to hold the lulav directly. Move the kushkel up. I hold the lulav directly. But it's a chiyuv to take the hadasim and arovos also. Yet those we don't take with our hand. Those we always our meaning is to have it in a holder. We don't hold on to them. So if you hold on to the lulav only, then you're not holding on to them. Okay, let's stop here. Now tomorrow, we want to start a few minutes earlier tomorrow. So we got a break.